It's time to treat yourself to some good food. And that's what we got going on at the Center for Native American Studies. This Friday, we have the 12th annual First Nations Food Taster. And we're going to have some really good food, and everyone should come out and join us.
Okay, what is this? I mean, when I hear First Nations Food Taster, what are some of the things we're talking about?
Well, First Nations are those American Indian tribes that we often talk about. They were the First Nations here in the Americas. And these are the foods that are traditional from a pre-colonial context and also some contemporary adaptations.
Pre-colonial it ties into what you've been talking about, I know, with a lot of folks of late with the decolonizing diet project, which is a major part of this particular food taster. Tell us about that a bit.
That's right. This food taster is going to be a little bit different than previous ones because we're going to feature many recipes from our decolonizing diet project. And these foods are reflective of pre-colonial context. So if you're hungry for some things that may be a little bit unusual for your palate, you want to try to get out there and get a taste of those things.
Marty, you've been in this for quite a while now. How difficult has it been for you to find variety and different recipes?
Well, you know, it's a smaller spectrum of the foods that are available to us as humans in this area. But as research subjects on this study, we have learned to maximize taste. We are indigenous food gourmet cooks.
I love it. Yeah.
In a nutshell, it's the diet is taking foods that existed here in this region that was prior to the European contact. With that came other foods, you know, things that we are kind of used to now that we think are native here, are indigenous, but they really aren't. Certain fruits and vegetables and other things, you know. And that means that with this particular menu that you've put together, it probably created a few challenges.
It did. You know, we, for instance, you know, one of the spices that we're using it to for our foods is sweet fern. And you can't find sweet fern on the market. So that took us going out and, you know, having to labor to go get it and then crush it up and use it to spice these good foods.
But it's not just all the DDP foods. There's other dishes as well at the event as well, correct?
That's correct. You know, we have three dishes that are non-DDP foods, and one of those is the ever-popular fry bread.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the First Nations Food Taster, which is coming up at the Jacob Eddy Complex, as it's called now, at Northern. It's not the Jacob Eddy Center or anything like that. It's the Jacob Eddy Complex, but it's the same place. You know where it is.
It's a complex building.
It is a complex building, yes. I like that. That's good.
He's very witty this morning.
Yes, he is. Some of the wit
he always is witty. I like
some of the wit we won't share on the air, but there is one thing.
Ask him about it when you see him.
One thing about the food taster is that it is a dish bag event. What does that mean?
Well, dish bags are bags that contain plates, silverware, cups. We encourage people to be eco-friendly and to respect Mother Earth, and we even have an opportunity for folks who do bring their dish bags to be entered into a raffle to win a prize.
And a dish bag would be what, to bring some, you know, your own plates and silverware and so on?
Yeah, yeah, just things that you might need. Make sure you bring a bowl because we will have soup and a cup because we do have tea or sweet water. And so, and then, of course, your fork, knife, spoon, or you could bring a spork.
Oh, that would be
Swiss Army knife.
That'd be multitasking, wouldn't it?
It would.
But of course, if you don't bring a dish bag, that doesn't mean you can't eat. You can certainly take part in it and whatnot. But it's an opportunity that you can certainly cut down on the waste if you bring your own.
That's correct.
What are some of the items on the menu that you know of so far? I know sometimes it's kind of nebulous right up until the event, depending on what can be sort of harvested. Sure. So, what do you know of so far?
Well, yesterday we were busy prepping for the pumpkin cornbread, which is near famous now, at least in these parts, at least around the Center for Native American Studies.
Okay.
So
we've heard of it here.
Yeah. It's really good, and it's very nutritious. We are also prepping for the venison bison meatloaf.
Mm.
And so if you've never had this meatloaf, it is a treat. On top of that meatloaf, we're going to encourage people to try to use some crab apple sauce like they might use ketchup. And that is outstanding.
Hmm. Lots of different choices. So this is coming up when and where?
This is Friday evening, November the 9th, from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Jacobetti Complex on campus at Northern Michigan University.
It's a unique opportunity to try some different foods that, especially with the indigenous foods, it's kind of one of these things where you can kind of say, well, this was interesting. I didn't know we didn't have this. Like someone will probably try something and say, this would be good with, let's say, onions and tomatoes, right?
Right.
Well, you say, well, you can't have that on this particular diet because it wasn't here.
Right. The Decolonizing Diet Project, we use foods that were from here or that were here prior to 1600. And a lot of these foods, you can't go to your local restaurant and say, hey, I'll take that indigenous plate. Or you can't go to the supermarket and go down the indigenous food aisle. So this is an opportunity for folks to really partake in something that's unique and from here.
Again, the hours and location of the food taster are?
This Friday, November 9th, from 5 to 7 p.m. and Northern Michigan University campus at the Jacobetti Complex.
And there's also a whole series of other events going on for Native American Heritage Month. If folks want to find out more, how can they do that?
They can contact the Center for Native American Studies at 906-227-1397 or visit our website. Folks, you know, I believe diplomacy starts in the kitchen. So if there's one thing we can all agree on, and that is we all need to eat. So come eat with us.
Very well said.
That's a great way to end it. Marty, thanks for your time.
Miigwech, thank you.